Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Nicola Everett.
It's Friday, the 14th of February. Coming up, Kent gets set for Storm Dennis. Trampoline park in desperate hunt for new home.
If we can't find a new home in the local area, then the site and jumping trampoline parks will close.
Can Gillingham's unbeaten run continue as they welcome Doncaster Rovers?
We're on a sort of 12 game unbeaten run, and I think it's credit to the boys and the staff that we keep jumping at the bit, and we take that into the game on Saturday.
Kent Online News.
Well, batten down the hatches, Storm Dennis is on the way. Weather warnings for strong winds and heavy rain are in place across the weekend, with what could be torrential downpours expected in parts of Kent on Sunday. Gusts could reach up to 70 miles per hour on the coast, just a week after Storm Kira caused disruption.
My name's Marco Petagna, I'm the senior weather forecaster on duty in the Met Office today.
Is it just unfortunate that we've had two storms very, very close together?
It certainly is. At the moment, we've got a very powerful jet stream, and that's sort of driving these fairly deep low-pressure systems towards us. Last weekend, obviously, Storm Kira affected the UK. This weekend, it's Dennis. We have various weather warnings in force, and specifically for Kent for the weekend, we have a yellow wind warning in force from 10 o'clock on Saturday morning right through till midday on Sunday. We're looking at gusts of wind generally inland up to about 50 miles an hour, but certainly along the coast, south coast and on some of the hilltops, we could well see gusts of wind to around 60 or 70 miles an hour. That's a touchdown on the winds we actually saw with Kira, and certainly for Dennis, I think rain certainly is going to be more of an issue, I think, with this system coming in. And again, we have various rainfall warnings in force for Kent. A yellow warning in force from midday on Saturday through till 9 o'clock in the evening on Sunday. We're looking at a rainfall total during that period of about 20 to 40 millimetres quite widely, and locally between 50 and 80 millimetres, with an amber rain warning actually coming into force during Sunday between midnight and 6 o'clock in the evening. And it's between that time, especially for the west of Kent, that we'd like to see some particularly heavy bursts of rain. I think even with gusts of wind 70 miles an hour, I'd say a little bit down on what we saw with Kira, but some certainly gusts of 60 to 70 miles an hour certainly enough to cause some issues. I think we could still see some transport disruption, possibility still some power supply problems as well. But added with that, obviously, with this system, as I say, the rain, certainly potential for some flooding in places. A lot of spray and standing water likely on the roads.
Kent Online reports.
The funeral of twins who featured on My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding has taken place in Sevenoaks. Billy and Joe Smith were found on a country lane just after Christmas. Thousands of people turned up for the service at St John the Baptist Church in the town. It's been announced an independent review into maternity services at East Kent Hospitals will be led by former obstetrician and gynaecologist Dr. Bill Kirkup. He's been in charge of several similar investigations in the past and says he wants to start by meeting with families affected. A team of experts has already been sent into Ashford's William Harvey and Margate's QEQM after concerns a number of babies' deaths could have been prevented. One of the Trust governors, Alex Lister, says it's time for the truth to be known.
I personally and the governors will not stop until we get the answers they need. We're not clinicians, we're members of the public, but we care, and we're going to not allow this culture of secrecy to prevail. Things are going to change.
The Trust has apologised for letting families down and say they'll work to make improvements. An Ashford farmer has been jailed and banned from owning animals for 10 years after dead sheep, lambs and cattle were found on her land. Tracy Middleton admitted 19 separate charges, including causing unnecessary suffering to a protected animal and failing to provide adequate food and water. The 51-year-old from Little Oakhurst Brissenden Farm in Bethersden has been locked up for 120 days. Four men have been charged after £120,000 was stolen from cash machines across Kent, Essex and London. ATMs in Northfleet and Gravesend were among those apparently tampered with last month. The group, who are aged between 22 and 32, are due at Crown Court later this month accused of conspiracy to steal.
Kent Online reports.
And the boss of a trampoline park in West Kent says they're still trying to find a new venue to move into and will have to close at the end of May. Go Jump In is being forced to move from its current site on Morley Road in Tunbridge to make way for a large drinks company. Gavin Lucas is the founder.
Fortunately, our landlord had a break clause option in our lease, and he's decided to exercise that break, which means we have to leave the site by the end of May this year, and we're looking for a new home.
And, you know, what sort of effect is this going to have, like, on the business, the staff, but also the community as well?
Well, on the local business, on the site itself, if we can't find a new home in the local area, then the site and Jump In Trampoline Parks will close in the local area. We're looking and have been looking for some time for an alternative venue, and there might be some options further afield, but ideally we'd find something very close to the existing site so that we can continue to serve the local community as we have been. But for the team itself, we've got a team of 60 people. Obviously it's very worrying right now, and they've been fantastic in trying to help us to find that new home. And we're going to do everything we can to keep that team together, because they've delivered such a great service for the local community and for the business over the years.
What loss is it? Because obviously I know you're very sort of actively looking for a new site, but it is going to take time obviously to get it ready, get it set up. So what kind of loss is it going to be to the community, you know, in that sort of in-between space of the park closing and hopefully a new one opening?
Well, look, last year we had 110,000 visitors to the site. So that's 110,000 hours of families and mostly children doing fun exercise. And we feel that that's very important in the midst of a obesity crisis amongst children.
More than 60 jobs could be lost if it has to close altogether. An arrest warrant's been issued for Libertines frontman Pete Doherty after he failed to appear in court in Margate. The 40-year-old was due before magistrates charged with driving while disqualified. He was banned from getting behind the wheel last October after being caught speeding 4 times in 3 weeks. Deliveries of post in parts of Sheerness have been suspended after a dog attacked a Royal Mail worker. People living in Estuary Road have been sent letters telling them that letters and parcels will be sent to a sorting office to be collected instead. The company say the situation won't change until the round is deemed safe. A police investigation is taking place. Some showbiz news now, and Louis Tomlinson says he's been blown away by the reaction to his debut album. It's taken the former 1D singer 4 years to write Walls, and he says there were some tough times.
It's taken me 4 years to get here, so I'm really relieved to finally be here. And, you know, I didn't really know what to expect with the reaction. I know I've got an amazing fan base, but I didn't know what to expect. And, yeah, the reaction has been incredible. It's blown me away, it has.
Talk to me about the whole, like, process of writing it. Like, did you have, like, a favourite moment, like a moment where you kind of hit rock bottom and you were like, oh, no, this isn't working?
Yeah, I mean, there was, like, especially the first 2 years of writing it were really frustrating. They were hard creatively. I think I just needed to be a bit more confident and own who I was instead of being led by other people a little bit. So once I kind of did that, that was a kind of breakthrough moment for me. And when we wrote Kill My Mind and Walls, those two songs in particular, that was kind of a turning point in the album where I really started to get some momentum.
He was on the hit list on KMFM with Emma Jo. If you missed it, you can listen at kmfm.co.uk.
Kent Online Sport.
Football, and Gillingham will be hoping to move closer to the League One playoff places when they host Doncaster Rovers this weekend. They'll be looking to build on Tuesday night's dramatic win away at Blackpool, which left them 11th in the table. Charlotte's been chatting to Jordan Roberts, who joined the Jewels on loan last month.
Since I've come here, the boys, the manager, the staff have been spot on. I think I've fitted in pretty well and we've hit the ground running. We're still on a 12 game unbeaten run, and I think it's credit to the boys and the staff that we keep jumping at the bit and we take that into the game on Saturday.
Do you have your eyes on playoffs now? Is it something that you're aiming for?
Yeah, I think we take each game as it comes. We don't get too carried away. Like, we won on Tuesday night, but that's done now. We've got to focus on Doncaster on Saturday. So it's pretty much each game as it comes, and then we review that come the end of the month and we know what we can do in the change room. There's a good bunch of boys in there, so we will keep pushing and hopefully get into the playoffs.
Elsewhere, Charlton will be hoping to move further from the Championship relegation places as they welcome Blackburn Rovers. And in ice hockey, Kent's Invicta Dynamos are in Southern Cup final action this weekend. They're playing Streatham at home and away. That's it for now, but for more news throughout the day and over the weekend, head to kentonline.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.